Welcome to Shulman Shulman, the Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding the Metzia Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara, towards the end of the Mudbeis, brings the concept of Ayel V'Nofik Azuzi, someone who's desperate for money, desperate for cash. So we assume he's not willing to sell his item unless he gets the money from the buyer. So the Gemara brings a story here, but this person, Ahu Gavro, the Zobeli Chamer Lechavri, he sold a chamer to his friend, and he had left over one coin he wasn't paid. The kail v'nafik azuzi, but he was very desperate for the money. And the shaila was, is he intending to sell immediately because the majority of the money was paid, or because there's one zuz which is left, so he is still not agreeing to sell till he gets all the money. Now Rashi tells us over here, what is a zabin lichamer? He sold a chamer. What is a chamer? Rashi says, chamor here means chamor, a donkey. What is Rashi coming to tell us? Chamor in the Gemara can mean two things. It can mean wine, or it can mean a donkey. Says Rashi, here he means a donkey. The Ritva even says that maybe you spell it a little differently. You add another aleph, ches, mem, aleph, resh, aleph. You're missing an aleph called a donkey. But in general, in our shas, with the way you spell donkey is the same thing the way you spell wine. Chamor can mean either donkey or wine. Rashi tells you here it's a donkey. Why here it's a donkey, not wine? So the Ritva and other Rishonim explain, because we're talking about one item that you can't split. So you're saying a person sold a donkey for 100. It can't be that he gave 99% to the buyer and he left for himself 1%, because you can't split a donkey. But if it would be wine, so then he would purchase 99% of the wine and 1% not. The Maharam says another pshat, that this idea, the Ayel V'Nofik Azuzi, the person is not willing to sell until he gets all the money, it's only for something that a person is connected to. Something that a person is chaviv olav, he likes it a lot. That does apply to a donkey, you know, sort of a pet that a person has. But on wine, a person doesn't have a special connection. But in any case, this leads us to the discussion we want to get to. That in Gemara, the word chamro can mean either a donkey or wine. What pshat of the same word is meaning these two things? I found that the Tzemach Tzedek, in his Sefer Or HaTorah, Chilakei Parshas Vayigash, he points out that in the Torah it's also this way. He's basing himself on what the Gemara in Megillah says, that when Yosef HaTzadik sent his father, he sent him Asorah Chamoirim Noisimitu Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? What did he send? He sent him Yain Yoshon Shadas Kenim Noichemino, an aged wine that Das Kenim enjoy. So he says, how do we know that he sent wine? He said, it says in the Pasuk he sent donkeys. How do we know he sent wine? So he says, because the word Chamorim, the Torah, is Miramis to wine. Because it says, Dam Onov Tishte Chomer. The Pasuk is referring to wine, it calls it Chomer. And the Pasuk at the Tehillim says, V'yayin chamar male mesech. So we find that in the Torah, the word chamar also refers to wine. So therefore, here that it says that Yosef sent his father asar chamarim, but it says without a vav, lashon chamarim, so it's a remez, even though it talks about a donkey, it's miramez to the wine. But what's the pshat in it, that donkey and wine come together? So according to the Maharal, it comes out of very Gishmak. Keyadua, the Maharal brings it in a few places. And we mentioned in a few shiurim that the word chamor, donkey, is lashon choymer, because the chamor is considered to be the animal which is the most choymeridic animal. The most simple way to understand it, what is a choymer? Choymer means it doesn't have a certain tsur, it doesn't have a shape, it doesn't have a specific designation. A donkey can be used for many things. You can ride on a donkey, you can plow with a donkey, a chamor could be lemaso, it could carry loads. He's not specific. That's what a chomer is all about. The chomerus of the world means there's no specific design, there's no specific tsuro that applies to it. That's why the chamor always reflects and represents chomer asher besar chamorim besar. On the other hand, the wine represents ruchnius. As the Maharal explains in Drusha and Mitzvahs, that the reason why yayin nesech is so chomer, that if a goy touched wine, it goes so chomer, because wine is so spiritual, can be so spiritual. So if a guy touches it, he ruins it. And he explains the whole idea of the wine. Wine is gematria soid, is gematria secret. It's something that comes from the inside. The whole idea of the wine is that what you produce from the grapes is greater than grapes itself. It's the inner part, is the more tumdik, hidden, concealed part, which reflects the, all the oimik of the ruchni in the world, which is concealed as well. So it comes out that a donkey and wine is the two exact opposites. The donkey represents choymer, and the wine represents ruchni. And kayadu in Lashon HaKodesh, when you have two opposites, they use the same word. As the Maharal says in other places, yediyas ha'afochim achas. How do I really know and learn something? If I know the exact opposite, the exact negative, I can understand the positive. And this I saw in the Sefer Likutei Levi Yitzchok, on his Oris, the Sefer HaZoyar, that he says that's what the Tzemach Tzedek means as well. Yosef HaTzadik said to his father, the donkeys of Mitzrayim, carrying wine, to show they extracted from Mitzrayim all the ruchnius, all the milus that could come out of Mitzrayim. He took out from the lowest part the highest level of spirituality possible. But this gives us understanding that the word chamro can be one of two things, either chamor, the lowest chomerdik thing, or yain, which is the highest spiritual thing. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavim list, or what's to go, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.